podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is The Pink, Neil Atkinson, with Emma Sanders, Philippa Smallwood, Ali McGovern and John Gibbons to talk about Liverpool Women 1 versus Durham 1. And I'll go to you first and foremost. Emma, it was a hugely frustrating enterprise today. Liverpool, probably not the better side for the first 45 minutes, but they very much were for the second 45 and conceded a late goal against 10-person Durham.
Yeah, it's a good way to sum it up. They, you know, they took a while to get into the game, first half, an hour in particular. They were just really, really... safe, I think, is the best way to describe it. There was a lot of sort of passing backwards, and it was just tentativeness, really, which is understandable given the fact that obviously it's, you know, the first game back in the Championship, playing behind closed doors. They looked a little bit nervous, but as you say, you know, they grew into the game. Second half, they were definitely the better team, and it was just a mentality block in the end. It was a moment of you know, lack of concentration, perhaps a little bit of complacency. And yeah, I mean, look, they haven't lost. It's a draw. It's the first tick into the in the box. And then yeah, I guess they just have to pick themselves up and move on to the next game now.
John, it's a pick yourself up and move on situation, but it is, they picked themselves and moved on at half time. That's why it's frustrating. They weren't the better side first half. They were penned in, very physical from Durham, but they had been the better side second half. And complacency. Obviously, people say that about the goal they concede, but also they were just better in Durham's half, and they don't do anything with it, really. They don't create something of note as they should have done.
Yeah, I think, you know, when they watch the video back, they'll be disappointed with a few things. I didn't think they were great first half at all, but they get a goal out of nothing, and then it's almost a shame, in a way, when the goal comes, because I thought, you know, then half-time comes, and it looked like the, you know, Liverpool could have done with playing a bit longer. But second half, I thought they were good. I thought they played well. I thought they controlled the game. And maybe there's a few moments where they could have made something better of it, really. They were controlling. They were counting the attacking well. They were doing a lot of to Durham, what Durham were doing first half to Liverpool, making it hard, pressing high up the pitch and just getting in their faces a little bit more. Just sort of standing up to them a bit more and showing that. And I think there was a few times where they had good opportunities 4-on-4, 5-on-5, where they couldn't quite create... good enough sort of opportunity.
There's a lot of times on the way that, like, they had four options and picked the fourth best.
Yeah. it seemed to be, but the passing wasn't quite as crisp. But then it was the first game back, do you know what I mean? And you've had a good pre-season, but this is a step up in terms of intensity. And, you know, we should be sat here talking about a decent half-full win, and that's the frustration, isn't it? We should be sat here thinking, well, they weren't great, but they've got off the mark, and they've come up against a good team, a strong team in every way, and they've got through it, and they've won, and that's the frustrating thing. We should be doing that post-match show, whereas instead we're going, you know, what could have been?
Ali, John there uses the phrase intensity with reference to the game against Durham, uses the phrase strength with the reference to Durham. I think that's what Liverpool have run into a tiny little bit today. It very much was a game in the Championship. There was a lot of big challenges put in, and there was a lot of intensity from this Durham side.
Yeah, the Durham obviously came with a plan. You know, they had a good shape, and they were, I mean, you wouldn't say brutal, but they were certainly assertive. And they wanted very much to contain Liverpool, which they were able to do because, as John just said, like, our passing wasn't always 100%. That we found it really, really difficult to break out, particularly in the first half. You know, we barely seemed to get the ball in the final third at all, really, because Durham were completely controlling the game, even where at times, like, Liverpool did seem like they were the better side, the more skillful side. We've obviously got the better, stronger players, but it's just that Durham were quite... What are you laughing at?
I was just laughing at that jam, "Don't Be Singing When You Get Home." from the
no singing when you get home. Yeah, where was I? Liverpool, we've got great players. We were nervous. Passing was a bit all over the shop. And yeah, Durham were kind of really physical. There was a lot of shouting going on from them, and it was obvious that, like, they'd come to play intensive and intimidate.
It was a typical first game syndrome, I think it's probably the best way to describe. Just nothing was really clicking, and it showed at the end.
The goal that Liverpool ends up conceding comes from an error from Nifahi Philippa, who up to that point hadn't just been Liverpool's best performer, but arguably the best player on the pitch. And this is firstly, that's something that can happen in football, but also this is why it's more than just the idea of her error. Liverpool had been on top. There was the chance for them to have made it too. They had the dominance. They don't take that, and then they get punished when there's one slack ball.
Yeah, there was a few times where I felt that maybe players weren't helping out other players enough.
Yeah.
You know, not giving them that out ball.
Yeah.
And I think that was one of those. So Neves tried to clear it, and it's just gone the wrong way for him. I mean, it could have bounced off the Durham player and gone out of play. Any number of things could have happened, but just as seems to have happened for Liverpool last season, seemed to happen again today, where it just falls to the opposition and they're able to take the opportunity. It was a really good finish by the Durham girl, to be honest. I was quite impressed with them. I thought, you know, they were very physical. They didn't give you a minute's peace, and I think we struggled a little bit with that. You know, we're used to teams wanting to maybe play a bit more football, I would say, in the WSL. And I think that should really give us, you know, stand them in good stead, really, for what's to come this season, because I think there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to do that sort of thing to us.
I was just going to say, I think that's a really good point, in that Liverpool, you know, we're coming down a division and we've all done it. Oh, yeah, we'd see some goals this year and blah, blah, blah. I think today's proved just how tough it'll be, and also that Liverpool have a scalp. Like, fair enough, they were down for 10 men the last 10 minutes, but I couldn't believe how much Durham celebrated that point.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they were
so into it. I mean, they were really, really up for it. It was a big deal for them, obviously, just being over here and the way that the game went as well, where, you know, they really managed to kind of work together to lock us out for a long period. If you were in that game, you would be like, Matt, we got through that. We really got through that.
Absolutely. I mean, Vicky Jepson, when I spoke to her post-match, she said it was their cup final.
Yeah, but it's going to be everyone's this season, and we're a scalp now, and we're going to have to deal with that and rise to that, really, because, you know, like the other teams we watch now, see Durham got at Liverpool, do you know what I mean? They'll be trying the same things, the same tactics, the same intensity. And, you know, we've all looked at it from a point of view of, oh, well, Liverpool are dropping down, but Winsola will take the pace and blah, 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 and stuff like that. Whereas,
it looks a long way off from that.
But also, you know, the opposite side of the coin is that everyone's looking at it and thinking, you know, Liverpool were champions, what, 5 years ago, was it now? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and it's Liverpool, do you know what I mean? It's like the name and everything that it brings. And it's going to be tough, and that's not to say that Liverpool can't rise to the challenge, but I think today is like a bit of a reality check for all of us, really, just how hard it's going to be.
And that's the problem, isn't it, that these women are bearing the weight of that expectation. Unfairly or unfairly, they are bearing the weight of that expectation, and the real challenge for the manager is, how do you allow that not to get in their heads in the wrong way, when they're not at the moment going to get any of the benefits of that? So they've not got fans in the stadium, they've not got, you know, all of the things
the trappings around
being Liverpool, but they have got all of the expectation. I think that's a really hard psychological challenge.
What you see today, Philippa, is from that first, that sort of triangle at the back, right up until the point at which Fahey makes the error, is how strong it is for Liverpool. That Durham were trying to be really intense, really on top, and every single time it found, when it came to the keeper laws, Robo Fahey at centre-half, every single time it felt like this is where it was going wrong, and that was when Liverpool appeared to have their calm as players up until the error. They were really impressive, and this is, I've said it three times now, and it's dreadful, up until the error, they were really impressive, and that's why it is so frustrating that the error is made the way in which it is, but they were very good.
I think we've got to try not be too hard on what happened in like that split second, because like you say, up until that point they were the three best players on the pitch for me. I was really impressed with Kirsty Laws, how she was communicating with the defence as well. She was basically their eyes. She was saying, you know, you've got time, you know, calm.
We could hear all that, couldn't we?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's something maybe that they've lacked for the last couple of seasons. So I think that's a real positive. You know, Neve is a real leader, and I think if anybody was going to make that error, it's probably the right person to have made it, in a sense, because, you know...
I think that's right, because also the error came, like, really, really late on as well. Like, we can't, like, not count the fact that there's, like, 80 solid minutes where they were just, like, pretty amazing at the back and dealt with pressure and dealt with aggression, like, absolutely expertly, and of all of the kind of slightly poor passing that Liverpool kind of fell foul of today, it was not theirs that were the problem at all.
Yeah, so, you know, I think there's definitely things to be positive about, and I just hope that as a group of players, and even like the support staff, the management, that they don't, you know, think too hard on themselves for that like moment of madness, that you could call it, I suppose. I mean, I I've got a little bit of a worry about the midfield. I felt that, you know, it was getting overrun quite
certainly
a bit.
First half, yeah.
Yeah, you know, maybe
quite
that's
disjointed.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, there's something there that they need to, I think, look at. I would say as well up front, you know, probably the problem that we had last season where we weren't taking chances. You know, there was several opportunities where they were like getting towards the edge of the box, and then that final pass was just not there. So there's stuff there for them to work on, but there's also positives for me as well. You know, they were getting in those positions. It's just about maybe what we were saying before about keeping calm, you know, as well as like the back three, you know, everybody else taking on that calmness. You know, we've got players there playing out of position as well. I mean, Ashley Hodgson for me isn't a right back, and I think she struggled a little bit. Taylor Hines playing her first game. So there's things there that come play into it as well, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know I was speaking, you know, before we were recording about the fact that there's probably a bit more pressure on the defenders, and in particular the likes of Nifahi, to build up from the back, because there seems to be a bit of a lack of creativity.
Composure.
That spot on, because in, you know, especially in that midfield area, there doesn't seem to be much link up between that midfield and you know, and those front three who we know are very good ability wise and we know that they can do damage. But there, it was, yeah, I, you know, I said before the word disjointed for me, that sort of summed up the first half in particular from Liverpool, because you know, we weren't getting the likes of Rinzola Babajade on the ball. Obviously, she's dangerous. She wasn't getting any space to run in behind. Mel Lawley, for me, it's frustrating watching Mel Lawley, because you know that she's got the ability. Obviously, she came to Liverpool as an England international, and she was hidden.
Yeah, yeah. Not
you know, for the entire game. And it's really frustrating, because you want players like her to sort of step up and, you know, and come for the ball and show for the ball.
Yeah.
You know, you could see the leaders in the team, Neve taking control and wanting to build from the back.
The goalkeeper.
Yeah, Rachel Laws was brilliant at shouting constantly, and then you had, you know, Leanne Rowe from a left back position, who, you know, I thought she was brilliant as well, one of the best players. And then obviously Fernie in the second half. You know, she was taking the game by the scruff of the neck. But
it's an excellent finish for the goal.
It was, yeah, and a composure as well, for, you know, for the goal. And that came from the leaders within the team. But, you know, as you say, it's those players who need to step up around them. And Vicky did address this, you know, post-match afterwards. And she said it was frustrating for her. And she said that, you know, she'll be having quite strong words on Tuesday.
With Rodgers, come back to you on Emma, with Rodgers and Roberts in there in centre midfield, is the problem for them throughout the game, is it that people, when they're getting it, people aren't showing in smart enough angles, or is it that when they're getting it, they're not keeping their heads enough, or is it one of those where actually the problem is both things, and each of them then feeds into each other and it gets worse as the game wears on?
Yeah, for me it's both. I think, you know, as I sort of alluded to then, like Lawley for me didn't move enough.
Yeah.
She wasn't showing for the ball enough, which was a problem. So there wasn't enough options there, but also it was a reluctance to play that forward pass quickly enough for me. It was too slow, it was too pedestrian, it was, you know, I think, like, you know, like I say, it was safe. It was almost as if they didn't want to take the risk because they didn't want to give the ball away. But you just needed somebody to sort of get on the ball and say, no, we need to, you know, build a bit of intensity here, we need to start moving things forward. And that didn't really come until Fernie, you know, sort of stepped up in the second half in that midfield. But it's, and That was a problem for Liverpool last season, and for me that's a slightly worrying thing, is that was still on show here today, and that's something that they definitely need to change going forward.
As to tough tackling, no-nonsense defensive types, John and Ali, there is within that, though, you know, there's got to be some credit to Durham, because what they did very, very well, I'd say, for the first half, more than the second. I think the knackered Durham, actually, when you get to about 60. In fact, I'll go to you first on Ali. I think the knackered, when we get to about 60, they're finding it just a little bit tricky, a little bit awkward to deal with Liverpool when Liverpool can up it. But what they do very well is they hang in the game, they battle, they do all the scruffy stuff, you know, in a football match. They do it pretty well.
They do. I mean, they were well organised as well, so it's not just that they were aggressive, though they were. They held their shape very well, and their objective was to not really let Liverpool play, and that was objective achieved for, I would say, 75 minutes of the game. And there was other crucial moments. Obviously, we did manage to break out at times, and it wasn't just a goal, but we had another couple of like really, really good moments. And you know, particularly when Jess Clark comes on in the second half, actually they didn't manage to contain us for the whole period. Mm. But I would say for about 2/3 to 3/4 of the game, they were quite, they were just like strong in maintaining a shape that made it hard for us to break out, where we couldn't mobilise accuracy of pace. And accuracy of pass, rather, and speed of pace, because that's where we should have been better than them, but we didn't have that in our arsenal really, because we weren't able to capitalise on where we are more. We should be more skilled and faster.
What's interesting when Clark comes on is how much she shows. Like, she doesn't do anything particularly phenomenal, yeah, but she just consistently shows for the teammates. And suddenly she's in the game hugely,
incredibly experienced, and it showed. And there was a moment right at the end, which actually, you know, we shouldn't forget about. There was a moment right at the end where there's a couple of set pieces where the ball scrabbled for, you know, across the goal line, and it's hard to see how the ball doesn't go in the flaming goal. And Jess,
like last season all over again.
Oh yeah. My god, it was so infuriating. And Jess Clark is at the heart of all of that. And you I felt like if a goal was going to come in response in the very few minutes left after we conceded, I felt like if a goal was going to come, it was going to come with Jess Clark's involvement in some way, shape or form, because she did change the game when she came on.
She had an urgency as well.
Yeah, she wanted it. And I think in terms of those psychological challenges, she had both the urgency and the confidence.
Yeah.
She kind of knew what she was doing much more than other players who perhaps lack a bit of experience, you know, are still a bit kind of maybe a bit brutalised from the end of last season and then the cancellation of the league and, you know, things that weren't great, which we're not going to talk about anymore because, you know, I'll get too cross.
I want to go on to a little bit about last season. We'll come back to that in a second. The other thing is, John, as Ali was saying there towards the end of the game, Liverpool, when they do manage to finally get the ball back into the Durham final third, because that was frustrating to watch actually within the stand, was they couldn't just sort of get a bridgehead and build. What they were trying to do instead was force it over and over again with daft balls. But when they actually get themselves in there, they're very unfortunate not to actually make it, not to make it 2-1 Liverpool. There are big opportunities towards the end of the game.
Yeah, we sort of hit the post, don't we?
like twice, I think, yeah, maybe.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it was like, have we just hit the post there? Because it was like one flashed across. And
then there was a goal line.
Yeah, I mean, the goal line stuff.
A goal line thing.
Yeah, I know it had been scrappy, but fucking hell, you took it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there was a couple of times where they were off the line, but not very convincingly at all, I wouldn't say. And yeah, it was just frustrating, and they did throw it. To be fair, I thought the Durham keeper did great at the end because, you know, there's a few.
She offered a lot of calm, didn't she?
Yeah, and there was a few challenging crosses in, and she wasn't. She's not a big goalie, but she did a couple of big claims where she sorted a team out really, and you know, and did a good job for the side, and so you've got to say fair play, and you know, fair play all the way through. Really, you know, I'm with, you know, everyone else. You know, Liverpool didn't play well enough back to front, you know, and there was some frustrated forwards out there, I thought, you know, but at the same time, you know, if you're a Durham fan, you're like, well, we really made it out for Liverpool today, yeah. And I think you've got to say that they did, but I thought they rode along a little bit towards the end, certainly, but then, you know, maybe they'll see they deserve it.
There's something in, you know, we're all talking here about fresh start. We've done a lot of fresh start chat, and we'll continue to do fresh start chat, Philippa. But the people for whom it's actually toughest to have the fresh start is actually the footballers, where they've all played together last season and they've lived a number of games where they've not got the ball over the line or things haven't been quite right. So it's easy for us to say, oh, well, it's a new season. But for them, they're all looking at each other right now going, as we've just done, well, that's just like last season.
Yeah. I think it's also a bit weird because they didn't actually get to finish last season. So you kind of feel like, you know, if you was a player, you'd be a bit like, is this actually a new season or is it, like, where does it stop and where does it start again? I would try, if I was them, I would try just not to be too down on myself. You know, we know it's frustrating. We know that, you know, they probably should have got 3 points today. But it's a point. You know, it's a start to the season. You know, you've just got to try and focus on what they got right and work on what they got wrong. And I think the last thing we want them to be doing is to be looking at it and going, oh, it is just like last season. You know, there's many mitigating factors for me as to what went on. You know, Jess Clark, who we've already commented on how bright she was when she came on and how busy she was. We really missed her last season because she was out injured pretty much for the whole of
true,
the season.
Very true.
And it's those sorts of players for me that are going to be really crucial to hopefully getting Liverpool back into the WSL this season. I don't want to be like really hard on the players and, you know, to basically try and batter them into losing all the confidence that maybe they've built up throughout pre-season, because they have had a really good pre-season. Take it as a solid point. You know, we're not going to have to win every game, you would hope. You know, if they win all of the remaining games,
well, they'll definitely
they go up. Do you know? So, you know, just try not to beat yourselves up and look at the positives. You know, there have been plenty of them today for me. How vocal they were with one another, talking each other through the game. I just think it's really, really good.
Last little bit, just dead quick on this, Emma, is never have I seen a football team, well, I have, but this is part of the point, is that I've seen lots of football teams who look like they just need a big result. They just need one big result at some stage of proceedings. Thank you very much. This is John, experiment with the app. Thank you. They could do with one big result.
One as well, don't worry.
And they haven't got one today, and that's what the frustration part. And by big result, I don't mean beating someone 4-0, 5-0, 6-0. I mean just a big win. I mean just getting a result. And that's what they look as though they could do with getting a certain win that says, right, that's what winning looks like and feels like. Yeah. And now let's all coalesce around doing all the things that lead to winning.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I said this before. I said, you don't, you know, you just allude to that, you know, Philip, but you don't have to win every game. But it is that, it's that mentality thing, isn't it? Is that off the back of last season, you just want to get off to a good start, and it's frustrating when you don't get those 3 points. But it will come. At the end of the day, they've got off the mark, they've got a point, they haven't lost the first game. So
it's absolutely crackers. The manager just walked past his and everyone's
there. Stops the crack.
Yeah, they're gonna win every game. The rest of
yeah, I just feel like, you know, there's 19 games to go. You know, don't be too hard on yourself. Durham's one of the best sides in the league, I would say. They're going to make it tough for every other team, I think, to be able to get results. But there wasn't anything that I saw today that particularly frightens me from Durham. It's going to be interesting to see if other teams are set up, you know, in a similar way. You know, it's an odd one because with the WSL you at least get to see what other teams are about and what they can do, whereas with the Championship it's going to be quite a bit of guesswork, I would say, because you're not going to get to see much.
It's going to be hard, isn't it? And it's going to be a bit of a dogfight, and, you know, we were all hoping to, you know, see, you know, I was pleased with the quality that they managed to keep and recruit, but we've seen today, and Durham are one of the best sides of the league, so, you know, we'll wait and see, and obviously Liverpool will hope that they can, you know, show more quality generally, but I think, you know, it is always also a sign that it's going to be hard, and it's going to be graft, and, you know, you're going to have to earn your right to play in this league, I think that's what's proved today, you know what I mean, it's going to be, you know, earn your right to play territory, and for Liverpool, but I'm sure they can do it because they did the second half. Do you know what I mean? I'm glad. I think, as Emma said about fairness, like, she took the game by the scruff of the neck second half. Do you know what I mean? She got a goal first half, but I thought actually she was much better second.
Yeah,
because she ran the game.
Feet all the time.
She was like, you know, I'm not going to let you bully me. I'm not going to let you shove me off the ball. And, you know, she was the outstanding player second half. And, you know, it was a shame for her and for quite a few of them, for all of them, that they didn't sort of hold on. But I think, you know, they can do it. As everyone said, they can do it. It's not a time to be down. It's not a time to, you know, to get sort of too downbeat, really. You know, you've got to learn.
I'm the opposite of downbeat, and that I've had a lovely day.
Well, I mean, I've just clicked some buttons and a pint's turned up for you.
I know.
So.
and I feel like I'm in
it
the future.
It feels like free money.
Yeah,
like
really,
I've
like
not even had to click the buttons and apply
it to I'm just like, it feels like internet shopping when it doesn't feel real.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you
know
what I mean? Like, I'm going to go, how much did I spend? I was just messing about.
No, I've had a great time, and also, Ali, it's great to watch football in person. Frankly, it's part of the point of the enterprise. We got to do it today, and we're lucky to get to do it today as well, to be pointing that out. But it was a nice time has been had by all. It was just a shame they didn't make it 2-1 late on, and then we could have gone out forever.
They nearly did, though. It could so easily have been 2-1 late on, and we easily could have not conceded, and it could have been 1-0, and everyone would have thought, oh, that was a bit tough, but you know, we got away with it.
And we could have lost the game.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
we've come away with a point.
And we fucking scored from open play, like, Christ, how often did that happen last season?
Yeah, no, exactly. So I think there's loads to work on. It would be mad if there wasn't loads to work on, because it's been such a weird year for football, and particularly for this team and what's happened to them, and the way that the leagues have fallen out, and the way that, you know, we're going into this league and this season. It's a really mad time, and there's loads to do, and like it does kind of feel like there's a lot of good things to see there, and obviously it's easy to feel like, to look at them line up at the beginning of this game and think, I just want you to win every game by miles and just win absolutely everything, because I think particularly like Liverpool having a really good women's side, you know, and recreating the top play that we've seen in the past, I think feels really important, but it's never going to be instantaneous.
Yeah.
It's not going to be instantaneous.
Okay, marvellous stuff. Thank you very much indeed to Philip, to Emma, to Ali and to John. It has been our post-match show on Liverpool versus Durham. We're going to take it easy and see if the manager comes for a drink with us.
Sports Social Podcast Network.